Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter. Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, big and small. I'm Biz.
And I'm Emma.
And we are going to chat about gift giving, specifically secondhand gift giving, which we thought was appropriate because Black Friday is approaching us rather quickly here. It is the season of giving. So secondhand gift giving was Emma's brainchild.
That's a good way to describe it.
I think there's a stigma around secondhand gifts, but I think we really need to get rid of that because you don't need everything to be new just because it's a gift, right?
I totally agree. And one thing that I think is really interesting, and like maybe this isn't the case for the majority of people, but for people who, you know, have an eco-friendly mindset or are trying to reduce the waste that they create or engage less with capitalistic consumerism, I think it's like you're very open to receiving a secondhand gift. But I think at the same time, lots of people are very hesitant to give a secondhand gift. And so that's something that I want to address right away, because I feel like if you would treasure something, like if somebody went out and bought you a secondhand gift, you'd think, wow, they know me so well. This is in line with my values. You know, it's not creating a need for more stuff. This took time. Like they probably had to go to 5 or 6 different stores to find this for me. I don't know how early they started. Like this means so much. Like, I love that they did this for me. So why is it that when you go to do the same for someone else, you're like, oh, that's not good enough? Or like you get this like saboteur telling you that it's dirty or not enough or not good. Or
yeah, I don't know if you feel like you feel that way. You're just worried that the other person's going to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that a good way to normalize that would be to express that you're okay with it if someone else were to do it. Actually, I saw Emily yesterday. I got to see her and she picked up some pillows that I had fixed for her. And she was like, what can I do to like thank you for this? And I was like, no worries. She's like, well, I want to do something, but I know you hate gifts. And I'm like, ah, I love it.
And I know lots of people in the last few years have really been focusing on different love languages and the idea that gift giving is a love language. And that's how you can express that you're thinking of someone or you care for someone. So for people to say no gifts at all, which I know lots of people do, can be really kind of jarring, I think, for lots of people, where gift giving is how they show, you know, thanks or love or appreciation.
Absolutely. And anyone who's listened to the podcast in the past may have heard the story of my friend who is very, very much a gift giver. And I literally had to sit her down and be like, you need to stop. You need to stop this. Like, I get it. I know you want to give things to me. And I do appreciate the sentiment, but at least like narrow it down to consumables that you know that I would actually use, like buy me a coffee or,
right? You're stressing me out.
Or ask me first so that you know that I'm going to use it. And so she's been awesome. She's been excellent.
That's awesome.
And yeah, so it sometimes it's just a conversation, right? You can get those things out of the way just by just bringing it up.
Totally. And I think that's really the first step. Like if you are wanting to either give or receive secondhand gifts, because there's no one to say that if you'd like to work towards secondhand gift giving, that it has to be all or nothing. Like maybe 1 year you just ask to receive secondhand gifts. And if that goes over well, maybe people will be comfortable receiving them. But whatever you do, the first step is absolutely open line of communication and, you know, letting people know where you are at and asking what they're comfortable with and how they would feel receiving something secondhand.
Yeah, you could throw it out there if you do like the Secret Santa thing where you have one person to buy for and one person buys for you. Perhaps when you put that your name in the hat, you can make that noted on your little card. Or like, and give everyone that option. Yes, I'd be comfortable with a secondhand gift. Here's my name into the hat. And then people know, oh, they want a secondhand gift. So that is my challenge, right?
Yes.
That being said, I agree that there is a little bit more challenge.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I think it's really great. I know you were excited to record this leading up to Black Friday, but I was excited to record this so early in November because it is secondhand gift giving is something that takes more time. It's definitely a slower way to purchase because there's no guarantee that you're going to find the item you're looking for the first time you go out.
Yeah, that is the trick with thrifting, is that it's really hard to find something specific.
Mm-hmm. Which, if that's the case, like if you're just wanting to go out and thrift and see, like kind of do a little bit of treasure hunting and find something that, you know, you think somebody will really love or enjoy, that's one thing. But if there's something specific on the wish list, I find like Facebook Marketplace or Kijiji or your Buy Nothing group, something where you can ask for something specific, I find that way more successful and way faster. So like if there is something on your list, I think I saw it in our Facebook group for Waste Free Edmonton a few years ago, somebody was looking for a secondhand drill, or they specifically wanted a drill for Christmas, but they wanted it to be secondhand or something. And you could go to like shop after shop after shop and not know, you know, does this thing work? Do they even have one? Is this what they're looking for? Whereas if you put that ask out, it's a lot easier to have more choice because all of a sudden you can choose which one is closest or which one, if there's a particular brand that they're really into, like maybe the rest of their tools are a certain brand. It's a lot easier to be a bit choosy.
Yeah, plus I think if you throw out the ask, like I know Kijiji has a looking for option, right? If you throw out the ask, you can often, people will be like, oh, yeah, I actually do have one of those I could spare. And maybe they hadn't thought about it before that they could get rid of it. It wasn't on their mind to get rid of or in their already posted, but they have it. And you would only know that because you asked.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm perfectly fine with secondhand gifts to the point that they were something I wanted. Like, I'm not...
Yeah, not
I'm
just not, to give more...
Not just for more stuff, because as a minimalist, I tend to avoid stuff in general. Although you might not know it to look around my room. But anyway, not my sewing room anyway. My sewing room is quite full of stuff, but that's because I'm a scrap quilter and I like to use leftovers and sometimes you need a lot of options. Anyway, so if you wanted to give somebody a secondhand gift, do you think there's like a way to approach it? Or if you think somebody would be totally against it, do you pretend it's not secondhand?
Well, I think that's a super interesting and loaded question. I think personalized gifts are a lot easier. Like, you don't have to ask. Like, for example, every single time I go to any thrift store ever, there are always like brand new glass vessels or brand new ceramic pots or brand new picture frames, like sometimes in the original packaging. And sometimes they are very lightly used. So if you're wanting to give somebody a framed photo, there's absolutely no way, if you're buying a very lightly used frame secondhand versus one from the store, like, what is the difference? You know what I mean? You're having to open the packaging from the frame to put your photo in it anyway. So it's not in a sealed package.
I mean, even if they were weird about it, technically the gift is probably what's inside it anyway.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's an option, a picture frame.
Or like, I love sharing my plants. Like, I will root cuttings of my plants. Actually, if I want to give plants, this is a good note to myself. I need to start taking cuttings now so they're actually rooted and healthy in their pots. But if I have like reused nursery pots laying around, I can pot up my own plant clippings and then I'm just shopping around for a cute little cover pot, which throw it in the dishwasher. Like, a ceramic pot is a ceramic pot.
And those are all over the place. They're not hard to find. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And you can really find ones that are like either super minimalist and simple if you know the decor of their home. Like, for example, most of my pots, especially in the living room, I have a white shelf and they're full of white pots, and I have a gray shelf and it's full of gray pots. So that's it. So I wouldn't want like a yellow or a hot pink pot. Like, that wouldn't work for me, but it might work for my auntie who's like super quirky and fun and colorful. So I don't know. Like, I think it's really easy to think like, why does this pot remind me of this person, or who does this remind me of? Or like, there's so much out there. So that's something really easy to kind of find secondhand.
I tried doing the white pot thing for my plants when I moved to the new place that we're in now. And I think white pots are just cursed because all of the ones in the white pots died.
Oh, no. Were they just too far away from the window or?
No, I don't think that was the problem. I think I just took on too many and didn't have the time to adjust to each one's individual kind of care. Mm. So I lost spider plants. Spider plants died.
You know what? I moved a spider plant from like a really beautiful, happy place to a totally neglected corner where it didn't get nearly enough light. And it was next to our sliding door in the winter. So it suffered from like low light, constant draft, underwatering. And I too have killed a spider plant. Like one of the most resilient, like easy to care for, impossible to kill.
Spider plant killers anonymous. Let's start a group. So we have picture frames and plant pots. What else is a really good general gift idea that is easy to find secondhand?
If you are shopping for a new parent and you have, say, a $50 budget to spend on clothes, baby clothes are so lightly worn before they're outgrown. And if $50 can get you one sweater brand new, or it can get you like four sweaters, some really cute little booties, and two pairs of leggings that are super lightly worn, I think that's like a no-brainer for new parents personally. But again, you'd have to ask them if they're comfortable. But I mean, you throw the clothes in the wash, like even if they are lightly worn, and this might come down to personal preference, almost all of my clothes are secondhand. Like this sweater that I'm wearing, secondhand, the jeans that I'm wearing right now, secondhand, like my jacket when I go out, secondhand. So I clearly have absolutely no problem wearing secondhand clothes, whereas my partner, I bought him this gorgeous jacket that I found at the thrift store and got it home. I don't think it had ever been worn. And it's like, try this on for me. And he tries it on. I'm like, is this a keeper? Do I need to exchange it? And he's like, nope, like it's a keeper. And I was like, great, let me wash it for you. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I bought it secondhand. Like, I just need to look up the washing instructions. And he like rips it off his body and he's like, gross.
What?
I don't think it's gross at all, but it's through the wash and he loves it now.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, I can see it, but if you washed it and then you'd have to return anyway, whatever.
But you had to. I wanted him to try it on before I took the tags off to wash it, right?
Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, so just different people have very different comfort levels. So as long as
I have gone so far as to find clothes on the street that, like, I found a leather jacket that had been abandoned on a bike rack and it fit me.
Oh no.
And I took it home and I washed it and it was great.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, yeah, you're coming home with me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Like anything that I have found that I kept, which is more than one thing, I definitely wash it first because who knows where it's been. But yeah. I mean, if it's in good shape, why not? It's just going to get thrown out otherwise.
What's the alternative? Where is it going to end up?
Yeah. That's why washing machines were invented.
But yeah, so I think it's really important, like you said, to just check in and see where everybody's comfort level is. Because I mean, I would be, if somebody found a beautiful sweater that like worked with my style or aesthetic and fit me well, I would be over the moon to have a nice secondhand new to me sweater for a gift. Whereas some people might feel like, well, why couldn't you just get a new one? So if that's the case and people are really resistant to receiving a secondhand gift, there are other options that are still more sustainable. Like you could gift experiences instead. You could gift like quality time, something to do together, like an art class or like a lesson, a cooking class. You know what I mean? There's other things that you can do that aren't things if they are really reluctant to receive something secondhand.
Absolutely.
But like I said, depending on what you're giving, there are some things that like frames where it really does not make a difference if they're secondhand or not.
Are there any secondhand gifts that you've received that you just absolutely loved?
Oh my God, so many. Oh, I wish I thought about this before we filmed.
What?
Okay. No. Lots of the gifts that I've received, yes, if they're secondhand or made. So they might not necessarily be secondhand, but one of my girlfriends made me the most incredible granola, like homemade granola, that she, I think, like did a big batch in the slow cooker and put it in jars. And that was the gift that she gave out, which was incredible. My neighbor across the street made homemade Nutella and gifted that. So again, those aren't secondhand though. Those are homemade. Ugh, I love gifts that are not purchased new. What else?
Well, recently I was gifted a journal that...
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
They ripped out like the first couple pages that had been used. But it was just like two pages had been ripped out of the front. I'm like, great. I love journals.
That's such a great idea. And you know what? Actually, journals are something that often you find brand new, like unopened, not even with a page or two missing from the front. Although right? I have seen like the first page maybe has somebody's name on it in thrift stores. Yeah. That's a super easy item to find.
This one is gorgeous. It was handmade. You can tell like it has the... Like the way the binding is done on it.
Yeah.
It was definitely sewn together. And the front is like a pressed paper, possibly handmade paper.
Oh.
Yeah. It's beautiful. And I'm like, whatever. I can lose two pages. This journal is beautiful.
And that would be a really expensive gift to buy brand new as well.
Yeah. A handmade journal. You betcha. Whereas you buy it maybe for like $5 at the thrift store or like $80 at a craft market.
Yeah. And I mean, the maker still got paid. It's just the person who initially purchased it didn't appreciate it, right? So yeah, it's not like it's buying,
you know, gets 8 billion journals and doesn't go through them fast enough, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so bad.
Yeah.
Are there any other secondhand gifts that you've received?
You know, off the top of my head, I'm having a hard time thinking of any other than that one. That one occurred to me.
But it could be, too, that maybe you didn't know it was secondhand.
That is very true. I know I wouldn't care. So if somebody were to, I guess I've probably been re-gifted things.
Oh, probably. Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure. And re-gifting, how was that not at the top of our conversation when it comes to secondhand gifts?
Yeah, because I definitely, like, if you are the kind of person who would be offended if I gave something away that you gave to me, don't give me things. Because if it does not suit me, I will not keep it just because it was a gift.
Yeah.
So maybe I've re-gifted. I'm pretty sure I've re-gifted things for like gift exchanges, like the generic ones where you don't know who's going to get it. Like the white elephant kind of. Is that what you call them? I don't remember what it's called now.
I feel like
they
mean, though.
I feel like they changed the name because for some reason that's not an appropriate name. But I can't remember why or what it's called now.
It used to be called a Chinese gift exchange. The one I think you're thinking of.
Oh, and then now it's called White Elephant because that's not inappropriate?
I think.
You know, I don't know. One of those gift exchanges where you never know which gift you're going to get or give to who.
Yeah, as opposed to Secret Santa, which I don't know. I think depending on what you're doing, I don't know if I like the Secret Santa or the White Elephant one more, because Secret Santa is more intentional and more targeted and you can like really find something for that person. But if it's over the holidays, like the, like opening it up and stealing someone else's gifts, like that experience, as long as it's something that's like actually of value and not like trash garbage, like $5 cap. And so it's just plastic stuff.
You know what? Like I have to say my favorite gift from one of those, it was the giant box. So of course everyone was like, ooh, what's in the big box? And it was like 36 rolls of toilet paper and a pack of bacon. And I'm like, that is great because that is something that everyone here will use. And it was like the good, cushy toilet paper, you know?
Yeah. The spoil yourself.
Right? So I think that would be fun if you were to gift somebody like plastic-free toilet paper or something, if you wanted an eco-friendly gift option. For one of those.
My favorite one that we've ever received from an exchange like that was a really gorgeous Yeti thermos. Oh. Like I would, yeah.
Yeah.
It's still our favorite. We use it all of the time. And so that's one where, yeah, like
you might find that more suited at a thrift store.
I've seen one for $3.
Wow. There's always like travel mugs and water bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, like even those nice like $40 like, what are the ones that kids are always talking about? Swell and Hydro Flask. Like, I always see those at the thrift store. I'm like, yeah. You throw it in your dishwasher anyways.
Yeah.
Like, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I mean, if you care about appearances, then you just make sure it's not all scratched up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, those are easy things to grab and gift. And yeah. There's so many of those. There's no reason to go buy a new one, pretty much. Like,
yeah.
Everyone yeah. has a water bottle and everyone has a travel mug or like five of each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
On the note of travel mugs, recently was out shopping and I saw one that reminded me of my sister. It was a beautiful, beautiful, like sturdy brand. Like, you know, when it's ceramic and you can kind of tell if it's been used because the inside gets cracked or stained, especially with like tea and coffee,
mm-hmm.
you can tell. I do not think this had been used once, and it was a sloth. Like, the whole mug had like a relief sculpture of a little sloth on it. And I thought of her right away and had no idea. So this is actually a good way to feel people out leading up to the holidays. Just shot her a text. I was like, how do you feel about secondhand gifts? I saw this and it made me think of you right away. And I just sent her a picture of it while I was in the store. And she said, oh my God, I love it. So I picked it up, and the next time I saw her, I gave it to her. And she, every time she uses it, sends me a selfie and says, I love this so much. Like, thank you so much. And would I have spent $35 on this brand new from a cafe? No, absolutely not. But if I see it for like $2 to $4 and it's like quality, it's plastic free, it's going to allow her to eliminate like how many single use to go cups. Like, it just kind of checked all of the boxes, was super affordable. And she absolutely loves it.
Plus sloths, you know.
Plus can't sloths. Go wrong. It's so cute.
Great.
Oh man, it's adorable. I almost kept it for myself, but there's just not room in the mug cupboard.
Yeah, I am planning on getting some pottery. That is my Christmas request, is I want a nice, because right now we have, you know, that plate set that everyone has from Corel. The one with like the little black floral print around the edge.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. You, like, everyone recognizes this design because everyone's at it. And we got it at a thrift store. And I'm like, you know what? I just would really like a nice pottery set. So that's my, so these plates will go back to the thrift store and hopefully someone else will be able to use them.
Mm-hmm. I found the most beautiful handmade ceramic cookware set at a thrift store.
Yeah.
Like, I will have to send you pictures following this conversation. Ceramic cookware is absolutely something that's really easy to thrift.
Ooh.
Just a FYI.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I go, there are a couple things. I don't know if anybody else kind of has the same habit where even if I'm not looking for it, I look for it. Like, if I'm at a thrift store to pick something up, I always swing by to see if there's anything white and ceramic that I can use as a white pot.
Mm-hmm.
I always stop and check if there is any hairspray, because I feel like that's something, actually, I haven't done that in years. When I used to style my hair and when I used to use hairspray.
You often found it there. That is something I never.
Because they have like half full bottles. So why, if that's something that I need, I always feel guilty purchasing it brand new. I always feel guilty purchasing it brand new. And like purple shampoo, because my hair's dyed light and to stop it from yellowing. So before I ever buy purple shampoo, I ask in my Buy Nothing group, I check at thrift stores. Like, there's just stuff that I'm constantly looking for because people will have half full bottles that they'll give.
Hmm. I never thought about lotions and shampoos and hairsprays
hand
as being
soaps.
There you go. Something else to consider at thrift stores.
Maybe not for gift giving. I think that's kind of a little unrelated. But I always revisit certain areas.
But
and
if
ceramics
it's, what
are
if
one
it's
of
a
them.
Bar of soap that still has like the label on it that was like handmade, clearly, like one of the fancy handmade bars of soap.
Oh yeah,
and still has like the label on it. I can see that.
Candles.
Yes. Oh yeah. Or even like, get
wicker baskets,
the leftover wax from old candles, and then make new candles with them to give.
Mm-hmm.
People who love candles just love candles.
Yeah.
Candles are easy one to find.
And if you're going to do that, you could also swing by like the coffee mugs or like the teacups and see if there's a little like antique looking teacup and saucer, and you can turn that into the candle with the repurposed wax.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I like it. Not for me. I don't do candles. I haven't done candles since I got cats.
Oh, I do the essential oil diffuser. Cats. Which I've seen essential oils at.
My cats like have burned their whiskers off, and I'm like, yeah, no more candles.
Yeah, time to stop those.
No, I don't really miss them, though. I find fake scents, I don't know, just not into it.
Yeah, not my partner, I think, prefers, like, he's more of a vanilla cookie dough or frosting or salted caramel. Like, he loves those scents, whereas I'm like, lavender, bergamot, like, fresh lemongrass, like those are the ones I like. So always a compromise.
My husband is really into lavender everything. He's like Methy. A lavender pillow, yeah, and purple is his favorite anyway. Yeah,
with secondhand gift giving though, I think the biggest takeaways are definitely check in, see what the comfort levels are, of course ask if there's something in particular that they're hoping to receive, because I mean, even if it is secondhand, if it's something that they don't want or won't use, it's not any more sustainable than anything else. Yeah. So making sure it is something that they'll want and enjoy.
Letting other people know you're okay with it.
Yes.
And saying absolutely. You'd prefer that.
Yeah, because honestly, even like the act of going out, like out of your way, because it's definitely more inconvenient to gift secondhand. So if you say like for Christmas, like it would mean so much to me if my gift was secondhand, even if there's not a specific ask, mm-hmm. but that can be really overwhelming for people. So if you do have a specific enough ask, like white ceramic pots, or I'd love a photo frame secondhand with like your favorite picture of us. Like it's okay to be very specific, especially if it's somebody that's maybe new to secondhand shopping or gift giving. Mm-hmm. It can kind of take away some of the stress and pressure, and definitely like have the conversations early so you can start early so that you have enough time to find everything that you're looking for.
Absolutely. All right. Ready for some wine, cheese, and dessert?
You go first.
Sure. Okay. So my wine is that I found a pair of gloves on the sidewalk, I think, and they were work gloves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I could use those at work. But the Velcro had kind of come off on one side. So I took them home. I washed them. I repaired them. And then I was bringing them to work. And when I got to work, they had fallen out of my bag.
Oh, no. No.
And I was like, oh, I spent the evening fixing those.
You know what's incredible, though?
Is that I'm just...
If the person who initially lost them
found them. And they were fixed. That would be amazing. That is the best case scenario. I do hope that whoever wound up finding them was like, ooh, work gloves. These are in really good condition and uses them now. So that is my hope.
Oh, what a bummer. Speaking, though, that totally fits because we were just talking about finding items and bringing them home.
Yep.
My wine is, I love my partner and stepson. But I don't love all of the antics that they get into. And I guess they were playing football in the hallway with stuffed animals and knocked off one of our family picture frames and shattered the glass from the frame.
Did it wreck the picture?
The picture's fine. The frame is fine. It's just the glass. Okay. So I'm hoping, I know the reuse center, when it was open, you used to be able to buy just the glass from photo frames, but it's been closed forever. So
it has been closed forever.
Just going to be glassless for a little while. Great story, sad end result.
But if you find a new frame at a thrift store until you can replace the glass,
that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is sad. But at least they were having fun.
Football. Stuffy football.
Okay. My cheese is, I bought a thesaurus from a thrift store. When I got home and opened it, every single page was blank. I have no words to describe my anger.
I don't get it.
Because there were no words.
Oh.
Do Damn thrift store thesauruses. Thesauri? Whatever, I thought it was funny.
I'm having a slow day.
All right, it's your cheese.
All right, are you ready for this cheese?
Okay, I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
I'm inspired by our secondhand theme.
Okay.
Wearing a secondhand hairpiece may seem kind of gross, but it's a small price to pay.
Oh. Okay, you win. Yours is much better. Oh, I love that so much.
A little extra cheese.
That's great. Okay. My dessert is, while we were on the subject of, basically, we talked about this already, but when I got all of my pots for my plants that I brought home, all of the pots that I found were secondhand. So I got some, I got one of them in a free library of all places.
Oh.
It's like, what is this doing in here? Hey, I'm looking for one of these. I'm going to take that home.
Incredible.
And some of them I found on Kijiji. Yeah. So I was very happy that all of my plant pots were secondhand.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're always so fun when they're secondhand. My dessert is also plant related. It might seem kind of like a wine. I recently killed one of my favorite plants. I moved it to the office, and that's my partner's territory, and he's not known for his plant caretaking skills. But now I have room for more plants.
Because you've sentenced the other one to death?
Yeah. Oh. So now there's a fresh spot. There's already a pot ready for it. Retail space is a hot commodity in this house. Mm.
I wish that plants lived better in my house, in my care. Oh, well. I'll get better as time goes, hopefully.
Well, if you ever need any help, I'm just a phone call away.
Good to know. Good to know. So thank you all to our listeners for tuning in. Thank you to our patrons who support us and Waste for Edmonton's waste reduction efforts from Patreon. And thank you to our sponsor, Change Toothpaste, who support the costs of podcasting for us, because we are all volunteers here and we really appreciate their support. If you want to get a hold of us here at Becoming Less, you can reach us at becominglesspod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at becominglesspod, or you can go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen. Until next time, we can all be a little less than we were yesterday. Did you say crabstract? And I said, no, I said abstract, but that would be amazing. And so he painted me a crabstract.
I love that.
So it's crabs, but it's just kind of like weird crabs.
Crabstract. I love that.
And I'm like, this is the best painting ever.
Kids are amazing.